Navedtra 14265 Alpha, Utilitiesman Basic. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 4, Structural Openings and Piping Material. 1. Wood, masonry products, and what else are the primary materials used to build the major structural components of a building? Metal. 2. Buildings are constructed using either box or which type of construction? Frame. 3. Which type of construction uses only a single board thickness in the walls and has only enough framework to support the floor and roof? Box. 4. Which type of structure has a framework of studs, usually 2x4-inch or 2x6-inch, covered on both sides to form a double wall? Frame. 5. Most permanent structures are built of which type of material? Masonry. 6. Since most piping, either supply or drainage, is installed to directly serve some type of fixture, you must know the location of all fixtures. Where can you obtain this information from? Floor plans. 7. What will indicate the exact model or type of fixture to be used? Specification sheets. 8. Which specifications show the required location of all supply and drainage pipe openings? Rough-in. 9. Which type of drawing should indicate the location of all fixtures and the routing of all supply and waste pipes? Working. 10. During the construction of a building, the UTs complete the plumbing installation in how many major phases? 2. 11. Before the concrete slab is poured, you will install horizontal water and drainage piping below ground in trenches. From the horizontal piping in the trench, you will stub up vertical piping for each fixture to a height that will terminate at least how many inches above the proposed finished floor? 12. What is the final stage of plumbing installation referred to as? Finish plumbing. 13. Which type of bits are used with electric drills to make round holes in wood? Paddle. 14. Which type of bits can be used to drill holes through steel and some masonry materials? Carbide. 15. Which type of saws may be used to create large openings for the installation of pipe? Reciprocating. 16. What are used to cut irregular shaped openings in wood? Jigsaws. 17. Which type of drill is used to drill an opening in masonry materials? Hammer. 18. What are used to cut curved or circular shaped openings in sheet metal? Tin snips. 19. What is used to manually drill holes in wood when electricity is not available for power tools? Brace and bit. 20. Which type of saw can be used to cut irregular shaped openings in wood when electricity is not available for power tools? Keyhole. 21. Which type of opening is an opening cut in a structural member that allows the piping to pass through it? Structural. 22. What is the most desirable type of structural opening to use? Center cut. 23. An overcut or an undercut should never be more than which amount of the width of the beam, or it will be weakened considerably. Half. 24. Before you can thread the pipe, it must be measured and cut to length. There are different methods of measuring steel pipe: end to end, end to center, center to center, and what else? Face to face. 25. What is the amount of pipe that will be screwed into a fitting to make a watertight seal? Thread engagement. 26. Which measurement is the measurement that you will use to cut the length of pipe? End to end. 27. Which measurement is used when two structural openings are made for pipe to be run through? Center to center. 28. Which measurement does not allow for thread engagement? Face to face. 29. What is used to restore the inside diameter of the pipe by removing any burrs which are created by the cutting of a pipe? Reaming. 30. The threads used on steel pipe are a standard size, called what? American Standard Pipe Thread. 31. Non-adjustable hand dies with a ratchet-type handle may be used to thread pipe from 1/8 inch to which size in diameter? 2 inch. 32. The two most common types of pipe joint compound are Teflon tape and what else? Pipe dope. 33. How many types of pipe nipples are there? 3. 34. Commonly, you want to support steel pipe horizontally, 3/4 inch and smaller, every 10 feet, 1 inch and larger, every how many feet? 12. 35. Which type of pipe is often used for distribution mains and building service lines? Plastic. 36. What is probably the biggest contributing factor to the destruction of underground metallic piping systems? Corrosion. 37. Plastic pipe commonly comes in how many foot lengths? 20. 38. CPVC can withstand temperatures as high as 180 degrees and pressures up to how many pounds per square inch, depending on the manufacturer? 100. 39. Plastic pipe comes in how many different weights? 2. 40. Schedule 40 can be joined only by what? Solvent glue. 41. Plastic pipe is strong and durable material that has an accepted service life of how many years, depending on the application, and an indefinite shelf life if stored properly? 20 to 50. 42. How many methods are there of joining plastic pipe? 4. 43. What reduces a pipe's wall thickness and results in lower pressure ratings? Threading. 44. Which type of tubing and pipe is the most popular material used for the installation of a hot water supply system? Copper. 45. How many types of copper tubing and pipe are there? 4. 46. Which color band or stenciling on the copper tubing and pipe surface identifies the pipe as type K? Green. 47. Type K copper can be purchased in standard lengths of 20 feet for hard-drawn copper or coils of 25 feet to how many feet for soft-drawn copper? 100. 48. Which color band or stenciling on the copper tubing and pipe identifies the tubing and pipe as type L? Blue. 49. Which color band or stenciling on the copper tubing and pipe identifies the tubing and pipe as type M? Red. 50. Which type of copper piping has the thinnest wall of all types of copper tubing and pipe? Drain, waste, and vent. Delta Whiskey Victor. 51. Which method is probably the simplest method of bending tubing? Hand. 52. Which type of copper tubing must be used when using the spring bender because of the flexibility of the tubing? Soft drawn. 53. What are considered the most practical and most accurate method of bending copper tubing? Mechanical tube benders. 54. How many parts does a compression type joint have? 3. 55. What is an easy and satisfactory method of joining copper tubing? Flaring. 56. What is the process of expanding the end of the tubing to receive the same size tubing? Swedging. 57. What is a method of joining two metals together by allowing molten solder to run between them and cool? Sweating. 58. What will prevent oxidation from occurring during the soldering procedure? Flux. 59. Which type of solder is used to solder copper tubing? 95-5. 60. Pipe that is supported horizontally and is 1.5 inch or less in diameter is supported every how many feet? 6. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.